Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Network. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show on our flagship station out in Milwaukee, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Spark, how you doing, man?
Doing all right. Yeah, just hanging in there.
So this thing goes down. The timing of it was obviously odd, and then you kind of find out some of the things that happened along the way. And now Giannis speaks. He danced kind of around the "Are you disappointed?" or anything like that when it comes to Jason Kidd. He just basically said, "Hey, you know, the emotional dust is settled, and the organization had something to do, and I move on with my career." I know you have a concern that this may indeed affect how he views the organization and whether or not he may end up coming back. Correct?
First of all, you listen to that Giannis comment. And yep. I've heard it and I've seen the video of it. I mean, can you ever remember like LeBron James or Magic Johnson or anybody talking about, well, if they want to trade me to win a championship? I mean, that, now again, you know, I'm being media guy, I get it, I'm kind of reading into it, but I mean, that seemed awfully extreme to take it to, well, they want to get rid of my coach, or if they want to trade me, if they think that's going to win a championship, then do what you got to do. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading into it. Maybe I'm being paranoid, because at the end of the day, regardless of who the head coach is, you want your superstar on board, the only one we've had in like the last, 40 years or longer on this basketball team, to be on board with that coach and to try and win a ring. And I just think that now the pressure really falls on the owners to prove that they made the right move here, and bringing in the right coach, they can come in and get this organization and this team to the next level. And Jason Kidd never got Jabari, Middleton, and Giannis on the floor together. This just never happened.
So, go ahead.
So you never had those guys on the floor together. Plus, you added Bledsoe. So he never got all four of them on the floor together, that's for sure. So Joe Pronti now, who I like a lot, is going to get the opportunity to get something that Jason Kidd never got. So we'll see what happens going forward. I'm not going to sit here and tell you Jason Kidd's a great in-game coach or anything of the sort, because I don't think he is. But my biggest concern about this is Giannis. Not about Jason Kidd and what happens to him after this or whatever else. My concern is Giannis and him being happy and being a part of this team for the next, 10 years or 12 years or however long he plays. And that's a very rare thing in the NBA. Kobe Bryant with the Lakers, Dirk with the Dallas Mavericks, and that's about it. Everybody else tends to move. So to think that he's going to be here his whole career is probably a long shot at best anyhow. But if that's what you want, you kind of got to have him on board here as we go along.
Now, here's my question to you, and I was thinking of you when I heard this yesterday and kind of followed up with it. There was a couple of players that just were so anti-Kid on this team, and they made it known, apparently, when everything kind of went down. How do you think that affects Giannis and their ability to play together on the floor?
You see what's going on in Cleveland right now with the Cavaliers?
There you go.
You've got the Boston contingent and the other new players on that locker room, in that Colt locker room, going against the old faction. I mean, Isaiah Thomas apparently calling out Kevin Love and saying he could have played with the flu. Now, that should have stayed in that team meeting and never got out, but it got leaked out. And now everybody knows about it. And the word is it's old faction versus new faction. I'll take it a step further. Let's go just locally here in Milwaukee. Back when the Big Three were here, you know this. It was Ray Allen and Michael Redd and some players against Sam and Glenn and Cassie and the guys that were on that other side of the locker room. And that's how it was. So can you win with a split locker room of guys who are at odds? Yes, you can. You can definitely win with a split locker room. Sure. It makes it a little bit more difficult for coaching, but more importantly, you need a glue guy to kind of be in there to get everybody on the same page. Now, they've had guys like that. They've had a Jared Dudley, who I think is a good glue guy. They've got Zaza, who I think is a good glue guy. I don't know if they have that on this team. You know, the one thing that to me, I think Jason Kidd was really frustrated about, and the one thing why he got on players was, and if you go back to last week, I want to say this, Matt Velasquez had an article about him and Bledsoe having a meeting after a practice. And him pretty much telling Bledsoe that, part of your job as point guard is to be a leader too, and not worrying about everybody liking you. To make sure everybody's on the same page, and if you got to, you know, shout somebody down or whatever to get them there, then do it. Don't worry about everybody having to like you. And Bledsoe, you know, told the media that, wow, I'm going to be me. I know how to play. I appreciate, you know, his input. He's a Hall of Fame player, but I'm still going to be me. I think he wanted a dog or two in that locker room that were going to get in people's faces and call people out when they weren't doing their gig. And the problem is that this is a bunch of nice guys on this team for the most part. Those guys probably don't exist all that much. The leader of this team, Giannis, he's definitely not going to do that more than likely. Now, will he do it now that Kidd's gone? Maybe. Maybe this will change his personality a little bit and he'll get a little angrier about things. But other than that, they really don't have that. So to think that it's going to be a split locker room over this, it would surprise me a little bit, because in order for that to happen, Giannis would have to be the leader of one side of it. And I just don't know if he's going to do that. To me, Giannis seems like the guy that's going to go out there, play hard, do his thing, and pretty much stay out of the way of everybody else. I don't know if he's going to be the guy leading a team meeting screaming at guys. I don't see that being him, but I didn't see him screaming at Sweeney on the sidelines earlier this year either, so who knows?
I don't think that he's going to be a screamer, but would that fall on, say, Tony Snell or Jason Terry to be that guy, to be that vocal guy, or be the glue? When you talk about the glue that brings both sides together, are either of those guys? Because the first guy I thought of was Jason Terry.
Yeah, but the problem is we all know Jason Terry loves Jason Kidd.
Right.
So you know his allegiance from the get. We had Jason Terry on our afternoon show in Milwaukee, and I brought up to him about the whole hashtag Fire Kidd campaign and everything else. And Jason Terry's like, what are you talking about? He's like, if they fire Jason Kidd, then if they want Jason Kidd fired, then they want me gone too. So he's really pro-Kidd. So if it were to be a split locker room, I don't know how much credence he's going to hold, because everybody in that locker room knows his allegiance is just Jason Kidd, and that's the reason why he was back here again this year, was because of Jason Kidd. That's why he came in the beginning. He could have went and played in Minnesota. They were after Jason Terry too. And they're a talented roster with a really good head coach. So I don't know if he's the guy necessarily. Tony Snell's interesting. He seems really quiet. I don't know if he'd be willing to step up and have that vocal role. The guys that need to have the vocal roles, you know, Bledsoe, but he's new to the team. Middleton, obviously, and I've got a feeling I know which side he's on this. Brogdon, got an idea if I know which side he's on this. Giannis, obviously. Those are the kind of the guys. And once you get past that, I don't know. Maybe they can acquire a veteran or two here at the deadline that can come in and kind of be that calming presence for this locker room if it needs it. Again, I don't think it will, because I don't think the personalities of this team kind of end up being that way. But I guess we're going to find out, because if you are anti-Kidd, his coaching staff is right there. I mean, minus a couple assistants, but it's still the same guys coaching. So if you're going to be verbal anti-Kidd in a locker room, those coaches are going to hear it, and they're not going to put up with it either, I can't imagine. So you're going to create a rift out amongst not only amongst the players, but amongst the coaching staff and then the players that are anti-Kidd too. It's going to create a huge problem if they get very vocal about it.
And then on top of it all, before I let you go, the announcement made yesterday, which I did not know the announcement was coming out, but the Milwaukee Basketball Hour is now coming to a station near you on the network all throughout the great state and beyond the borders. It's you, me, and our good friend. So from the Milwaukee Bucks, we're going to be talking all kinds of basketball with Steve Novak. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. And is it still at a location to be determined, or do we have the location?
I've heard a couple of different places, so I don't know for sure, and I don't want to speak out of school.
Stay tuned, everybody.
But let's be honest, the couple of locations that I've heard have really good food.
Sweet. I like food. Food's good. Yeah.
No doubt. So we're looking forward to it. So, but yeah, the announcement was made yesterday. It's going to be you, me, and our buddy Steve Novak, and it's all presented by Lammy Sports, and much like the huddle that we did from the Horse and Plow, we're going to be doing it for a lot of Bucks basketball players that are going to join the program downtown, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it, pal. Appreciate it.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee. Yeah, the announcement was made yesterday. It's presented by Merriment Social and Third Coast Provisions, and it's going to air live every Thursday evening between 6 and 7 from the 22nd of February through April 12th from Merriment Social, which is 240 East Pittsburgh Avenue, in Milwaukee. So I'm just kind of reading this through for the first time. But come on down, because it's going to be Bucks players. It's going to be people from the front office. It's going to be us. It's going to be drinks. It's going to be burgers. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have a good time doing it. But we got a Bucks show coming. We got a Bucks. There you have it. It was funny. I got it sent to me, and they said, hey, did you read the press release? I'm like, I didn't even know I was a part of the press release. Okay, well, there you go. So we're doing Bucks basketball now, coming up beginning February 22nd through April 12th. From 6 to 7 every Thursday night, it is going to be the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. And it's going to air on the network on many of these same stations. There you go. That's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.